5:37. Now, the US First Lady Melania Trump is at this very moment visiting a detention centre on the Texas border. I've been watching her for about 5 minutes and she hasn't said a single word so far. She's obviously a very good listener. Well, let's cross back to the US and for the second time in an hour speak to Simon Marks, our US correspondent.
Oh, you just can't get enough of it, can you? You remember all those questions an hour ago that I was telling you that the US government hasn't answered? Questions about when these children separated from their parents will be reunited with their parents. Well, the woman who's now asking those questions is none other than the First Lady of the United States, Melania Trump. Astonishing developments since we were last chatting, Ian. Melania Trump is making a previously unannounced visit to two separate processing centres where migrant children have been held after being separated from their parents. We are told that this was entirely her idea. She wanted to see everything for herself, said her spokeswoman. She supports family reunification. She thinks that it's important that children stay with her families. And I think there will be enormous questions about whether this trip by the First Lady of the United States is a bit of a slap in the face for President Donald Trump. Is it designed to communicate to the American public that she thinks, as we already know, that he did the wrong thing in separating these children from their parents? And is she now going to hold the government to account as First Lady of the United States in trying to make sure that these children are reunited with their parents? We're told by her spokeswoman this was her decision. She told her staff she wanted to go, and we made that happen. He, the president, is supportive of it, but she told him, I'm headed down to Texas, and he supported it. And she apparently reached this decision and asked her staff to plan the trip before the president signed that executive order yesterday, in which he appeared to be backing down from the very hardline policies that have separated thousands of children from their families. Let's take a listen to what Melania Trump has been asking and what she's been hearing from the staff at that processing center in McAllen, Texas.
Let me begin to recognize each of you and thanking you for all what you do, for your heroic work that you do every day, and what you do for those children. We all know they're here without their families, and I want to thank you for your hard work, your compassion, and your kindness you're giving them in these difficult times. I'm here to learn about your facility, and which I know you house children on a long-term basis. And I also like to ask you how I can help to these children to reunite with their families as quickly as possible. So thank you again for all what you do, and thank you as well. Thank you all for what you do. Thank you very much.
Pretty extraordinary moment in the history of the presidency, and a pretty extraordinary moment in the history of the marriage between President Donald Trump and Melania Trump. Her spokeswoman has told reporters in Texas that the First Lady definitely wants to see the children reunited with their parents. She'll do everything she can, and she'll speak her opinions as much as she can. I'm sure she'll continue to let her husband know her opinions. She does that often, said the First Lady's spokeswoman. So this absolutely confirms what Donald Trump conceded yesterday, that he'd been getting a lot of heat from Melania Trump and from his daughter Ivanka Trump over this policy of separating children from their parents. And the First Lady now, the woman who's asking the question, when will the children see their parents again? Whether she's got any hard and fast answers, that we don't yet know.
H in London says, I'm beginning to like Mrs. Trump. Go Melania. Well, it is an interesting development. Simon, thank you very much. That's Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent.